with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants, to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings.
In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past 2 decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Ching Hai's discussion on climate change titled Vegetarianism is the Solution to Save the World, via video conference with our association members in London, the United Kingdom, on June the 13th, 2008.
Master.
Hello.
I have a question. I have read a book a long time ago. It was a spiritual book.
What book is that?
I forgot the title.
Okay.
Yeah, it was talking about the history of our planet and yeah. other planets told by the Pleiadians,
yeah.
the carrier of light. They mentioned that there were periods when instant karma was necessary imposed on the human race at the time to restore order on Earth.
Yeah.
And my question is this not the time now for this law to be applied to help the humankind to stop destroying ourselves and the planet?
How did the law apply at that time?
The law apply instantly. For any bad deeds, anyone behave badly will get the bad result straight away.
You mean from heaven or from the government?
From heaven.
Okay, I understand. Well, don't you see to some degree it is now applying?
Yes, but it's not instant enough, I think.
Oh, baby. We have to be merciful. We have to be merciful and patient. And give people a chance to change. Yeah? I would not like this instant karma stuff. But to some degree, we have some karmic law apply already. Like we have war, terrible plagues, we have famine, we have disaster, climate heat up now, etc., etc. Well, it does happen already. You know, over the period of time of human history, and it's happening worse now. To some, they would know that it's instantly. To some, it's later or even after this life, you see? But just people don't realize it, that it is a bad karma retribution. They don't realize that it's a bad effect of their action, you see? They are not in direct communication with the law of divine, so they do not understand it. So if they have a sickness, if they have disaster befalling them, they would just take it as a natural. And they're just lamenting their bad luck. But they do not understand that This is the bad karmic retribution of what they have been doing, maybe in a past life or even in this lifetime. The more they entangle in this poisonous way of life in this world, the less the message of heaven can get through to them. The soul is perfectly pure, but the soul cannot get through the mind to tell the mind that stop this, this is no good for you. Sometimes the people have a flash of intuition that this is no good. But then the busy humdrum of this world make them forget again next minute. They're too busy. The king of illusion make them busy, make them slaves to the senses, to the immediate survival need. So they have lost the divine contact. You see, this is more to be more pity than to punish. You don't understand. They have been poisoned. Just like when you're sick, you take some certain medicine. It makes you drowsy, groggy. You can't even think. You don't even want to wake up. You can't even, you know, want to talk on the phone with your friend. You don't even want to do anything. You can't even think of doing anything. This is same with, almost same in the situation with the people of the world. They are very, very pitiful. They came here with the best intention, but they get entangled and poisoned by the atmosphere, by the way of living in this world. When the baby was born, he was just taking milk. But later on, the parents or anyone forced meat upon them. Most of the children, they don't eat meat, they spit out the meat. But then the parents keep forcing them until they get used to it. And then they grow up eating meat like everyone else. Do you understand me?
Yes.
That's why most women, when they have pregnant first or second month, they keep vomiting. They can't eat fish. They can't even smell fish. Anything animal go into their mouth, they vomit for 1 or 2 months long. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the baby inside tell them, don't eat this. I can't bear it. It's not for me. You're polluting me. You're degrading me. You're making bad karma for both of us. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's what the baby telling the mother. But she just don't listen, and she keep forcing her way, and then later on, of course, the baby give up. Otherwise, both of them will die of starvation. Do you capisce?
Yeah.
Yeah. And after they were born, the baby still contact with heaven for a while, but how long can the baby mind withstand the, you know, the poison of the meat and all that that they give to them? And so later on, after some years, they succumb to the same situation like everyone else on this planet. They are very pitiful, the people. That's why Jesus came to rescue them. That's why Buddha has patience for 80 years. That's why Mohammed endured all the persecution and all the dangers to rescue his disciples or whoever believe in him. That's why Mahavira came down and many other masters.
At Guru Nanak, and you know, I can mention it all. Of course, you know, huh? You know, I respect all of them. That's why, despite the denseness, the coarseness, the suffering of this world, much more suffering for the sensitive soul of the saints, they still come down. Because they feel sorry for the people here, who has been blindfolded under the influence of illusion, been poisoned, and still have to continue on living. And pay the penalty for what they don't even know what they're doing. That's why Jesus forgave them, said, please, Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. It's truly like that. He knows they don't know what they're doing. So the karma is very strict law, of course, but I would like him to be more lenient to the people, of course. Sometimes I talk to the Lord of Karma, I say, please, they don't really know. Oh, this is too much. So we try to prolong it as much as we can until the people wake up and whoever can wake up, you see? But still, to some people, they have been too deeply indebted, which they have not even borrowed. But they did not know that the Lord of illusion of this world have already made them indebted, that they have to be accounted for their action. Therefore, to some people, they cannot escape. Yeah, therefore, to those people, it's quicker, bad karmic reaction, yeah? The bad karmic retribution. To some people, it's prolonged. Because to some people, they have a better karma in their previous lives or even this life due to some good merit that we don't even know what they do. You know, sometimes they do some good things that nobody know. Yeah, they may give to charity, or they may be good to some master which they don't know. They might serve some saints that they don't even know they are saints. Maybe they help some holy person which doesn't appear to be a holy person, but when they help them, they help with all their heart. Yeah, in the previous lives or in this life, so they still have the store good merit. The storage of good merit has not run out. So some of these people are still waiting. Yeah, and I hope I can wake them up, or they're waking up by some reason before their merit bank runs out. You understand, right?
Yes. Thank you, Master.
Yeah, you're welcome. The law of karma always apply, actually. It's just, you know, sooner or later, because some people don't know, yeah? Sometimes they don't apply directly to that person. That's the problem. You see, for example, the father did it, but the son will get it. That's even more painful. Do you understand or not?
Yes.
Okay. Because sometimes the law of karma cannot apply to the father, maybe because the father has still have a good merit, yeah? Some leftover store, good merit, so that bad karma do not apply directly to the father. And then it goes to the son. Because son, father is all in the family, they can pay for each other. So for example, if my father is in debt or something, and I have a lot of money, I can pay for him. Do you understand me? Even if I don't want to pay for him, the lawyer of the opponent will take it from my bank account, by law. Do you kapish?
Yeah,
similar like that. So the pain will be there in one form or another, yeah? Sometimes it even feels worse when it's your loved one to suffer instead of you. You know that, yeah? Yourself, okay. Even there's some example like in the Bible, you know, the Christian Bible? King David, you remember? Although he's a very good king, but he did some bad things. He fancied one of his subordinates, a wife, and he took her for his wife, and then he killed the husband. So he enjoyed her, but then his country then has been plagued with sickness for some time. Do you remember that story? So the law of retribution, the karmic retribution, never fail. It just apply differently. And sometimes we don't know how it works. That's all. Okay? Not all people know about how the karma works. That's why they do what they do. Yeah? Because if they know it, they wouldn't dare.
Hello, Master.
Yes, hello. Who's there?
Hi.
Knock, knock.
How did we humans ever start killing animals to feed ourselves?
Oh, that go back to for a long time, prehistoric. In the beginning, people don't eat animal. They only eat plants or fruits, yeah? Fruits, mostly when they find it, because at that time, the forest is still lush for fruits, and wild plants are still plentiful. We don't have high-rise building, we don't have pollution, they grow vegetable and everything is fine, and they're feeding themselves with the plant-based diet and the fruit-based diet. And some men don't even eat. The one who came direct immediately from heaven at that time, and from the very beginning of the beginning of the beginning, the human race were divine nature. They did not eat. And then sometimes they suddenly see some foam from the sea, and they just, by frolicking with the water, they taste it, and it tastes so sweet. That was nectar in the beginning. The sea was not salted like what it is now. It offers some good form of sweetness nectar. So they took it and ate it. They didn't really take it. It just come into their mouth and then they eat it and then one tell the other and they begin eating that. And later, the more they eat, the more they become heavy. They could not fly anymore. They used to fly, you know, like birds without wings. And they live freely with one another, you know. Man and woman, like the story of Eden. And then slowly they eat that, and then some more things are crawling, and then they become more hungry after eating that. And then they eat more of this crawling stuff, and then they eat the fruits, and then they eat the vegetable. That was fine for a while. But the more they eat, of anything that grow on the earth, the less they be able to fly or to be the one that they used to be when they first came. So they have to walk now, so they have to walk and find food and all that. And that was okay until some people pick up some of the burnt animals that has been burnt by the fire of the forest, you know. And then they picked them up and they tried it because they were hungry. Because the more they eat, the more they're hungry now. Before they didn't know what hunger is. And then they begin eating things, they become more hungry. And so when they could not find any plant thing to eat at that time, maybe the forest was on fire or somehow, and they pick up the dead body of the animals and they tried it. Some people tried it somehow. And then because they're hungry, it tastes okay to them. And then they feel satisfied for a while and they think it's okay to eat that. And then they keep relying on that. And after they don't have those burnt or natural dead animals to eat anymore, they go out hunting, chasing animals and kill them to eat. And that's how it begins. That's a sad story, but that's how it began. And then that knowledge is passed on to the next, and the next generation. And that's what we are right now. That's how we arrive to where we are right now, in our state of being. Okay? So we have to return to the Eden state of existence, yeah? The plant-based diet, so that we can go back to the divine nature that we are. Okay?
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Master, could we share some positive news with you?
Yes.
Great. Hi there.
I like that.
I've got some feedback from one of our association members in London who owns a vegan restaurant. And recently they've noticed a rapid increase in the numbers of non-vegetarians seeking an alternative diet. And after the delicious and nutritious food that they've been trying, yes, many have been convinced of the lifestyle and environmental benefits of a meat-free diet.
Yes, I'm happy. Very good, very good. I'm happy.
Aww. Yeah, they've got really, really busy recently. It's great.
Oh, cool.
And I've got another one for you as well.
Uh-huh.
The author of the Vegetarian London Guide, who visited this restaurant, the same restaurant, has reported that 40 vegetarian outlets have opened in London since the last edition, the last publication of the guide.
Uh-huh. So we have more choice now in London, huh?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Congratulations. Good for you.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm so happy. You know, it could be also due to the fact that you are meditating and you are going out, you know, distributing leaflet and all that. And then people get more used to with the idea, you see? Yeah. So thank you very much, huh, for what you have done and what you're doing and what you're really doing. Truly, if humans just turn away from it and forsake that killing, then heaven will be different. Heaven will blessing human a lot. Because when you turn away from badness, then you face goodness. You understand there are only two things in this world, goodness and badness, yeah?
Yes.
When you turn away from the darkness, then you see the light.
Uh-huh.
Turn away from negative, then you face the positive. It's very simple and logical. You turn away from killing, then you have longer life. You turn away from causing suffering, then you have a happier existence. Yeah? Very logical. As you sow, so shall you reap. So I hope everyone in the world will truly turn away from this negative habit of meat eating, because that is indirect killing, and that won't help us to live a long life or eternal life. We have to turn away from badness so that we can be the way we are, because we are divine. All right, I hope to see you some other time. God bless you. And I love you. It's my duty. I'm your teacher, no?
Oh, very kind one, very kind.
I'm just sorry that sometimes due to bad karmic hindrance, I cannot always be with you and to serve you more, you know? That's my regret, but I try my best to do whatever I can, huh?
We are very grateful,
thank you.
And you do a lot.
So what are you doing after this?
I think first we will eat.
Yes, food, wow, wonderful.
What kind of food?
Wow, noodles, Chinese noodles.
Oh, you know, sometimes I really miss England because they have a lot of things there. Everything there is good, you know? They have good food, vegetarian food in abundance. I am really happy for you.
Yeah, we are lucky.
Yeah, you're lucky because for Westerner, how do they know to make such a beautiful vegetarian ham, you know, vegan chicken and all that tastes delicious? I don't know why everybody have to eat meat anymore. Huh? Because they're so good, huh? They're so good.
Yeah.
You know what? If the government really make it all official, they will be selling this everywhere and then people will know about it and they will easily put down a piece of meat because there are many substitutes which is even better. And it's a pity because it's so easy to be vegetarian. They don't have to follow me or anything. Just be vegetarian and enjoy their life. Yeah, enjoy their health, the benefit and mental lightness and guilt-free and happiness and loving attitude. Everything will come into their possession if they eat vegetarian. Yeah, and even cheaper, no? Cheaper to buy. Cheap in the long run because they don't have to pay much for the medical treatment. And yeah, they don't have to suffer even. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, we keep talking to my own ears. At least you listen. Yeah, okay. And save yourselves. If we cannot save anybody else, we save ourselves. At least, okay?
Yeah.
And I love you. I love you for waking up, for listening to me and wake up, and helping yourselves, and helping others who are still asleep. You know, I teach you the right thing, right?
Yeah.
Take care. That was just a bonus, okay? Love, love.
It was a pleasure to have your company for today's Between Master and Disciples. Stay tuned for Animal World, our co-inhabitants, right after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. God bless and farewell for now.